Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jimi Hendrix bringing us back the late, great Jimi Hendrix. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy Perry's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert, and guru. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. We rely on her to keep us posted on how things are going in the world of social media. Kathy, thanks again for staying with us. I want to talk about Google's new SEO rules, because I know you've been following that quick too, but I want to get through that, and then I want you to give us a quick update, if you can, on some new security stuff, some new privacy issues that Facebook has recently come out with. So let's start with Google.
Okay. Well, happy to be here with you, Jim. And, you know, Google has been making all these changes with their SEO rules, and we all knew that.
They've been doing it all along. What's new this time?
Yeah, the new thing is the press releases have been a big part of people's SEO strategy because, you know, Google hadn't messed with that for a while. You know what I mean? They kind of left that one alone. Well, now that's changed. And so those people that are using press releases for SEO purposes, and meaning that they're really using the links to allow them, you know, those keywords and that link building, they're going to start penalizing if you use too many keywords.
So you can't if you've been playing the game. With purchasing press releases, and by the way, someone three or four years ago told me you got to do a lot of press releases. That, you know, you can really improve your SEO presence with press releases. I was told that, and we do press releases. We certainly don't abuse it because I never liked that idea anyway. But my point is that this is another example of where Google sets you up to be successful, and then when you're successful, they change the rules, and what you were successful with winds up penalizing you.
Absolutely.
And they've done it to me. They've done it to me before, Kathy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I get lots of trouble.
This is what makes people...
crazy.
It's mad. Yeah. And it's why the founders of Google have to have bodyguards.
Well, that's probably a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm being facetious, folks. But the thing is, it's really irritating. So now, but it's also because people abuse it, isn't it?
It absolutely is. But you know, even their rules though are pretty ambiguous because they're saying even if you have more than one keyword in your press release, which when you're writing a press release, you know, just writing that press release, you're going to have a more than one keyword
in it. Right.
And they don't want you to have any duplicate content.
Right.
So showing up on your site. And so now the duplicate content, and usually there is duplicate content within a press release because it's something you're posting on your website. So now you have to include no follow tags and really be careful about everything that you're doing. And I was like, oh, really? You know, because they've really pushed the limit on this.
Well, you know, what I don't get, Kathy, is why can't they just minimize the value of that instead of punishing people? Just minimize the value in the SEO. Don't harm people who've been playing your game for the last 4 or 5 years. Don't make it against the law to do those things. Just minimize the impact of it.
Exactly.
All right, I want to move over quickly, if you don't mind. I'd like to move over to this new Facebook privacy story that I've recently heard about. Can you tell us about it?
Well, you know, obviously. they're doing all kinds of things regarding that. So it's the policy that allows your picture to be used in a product or a store's ad on the site. And, you know, and that's without your permission. It's just them being able to grab the images and content. And so, yeah, a lot of people are very unhappy about that. It's just, you know, they're always looking for new ways to market and make your content be a way to leverage money.
Right.
I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Well, there's also something going on where that I was reading about where it talked about that you're is this what you mean when you're not going to be unsearchable anymore? Is that what you're talking about?
Well,
going on where you can't hide anymore on Facebook.
Well, I don't think you ever could.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's just making it more and more difficult.
Yeah.
It has to do with the dollar and
the share price.
Remember the share price. Yeah, the share price.
Remember what I said in my chapter on this in my new book, Kathy.
Yep.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. There are all three, aren't there?
Yeah, because they're not. They're having to continually provide their shareholder value.
Yep, absolutely. You are no longer. You're not the most important person to the Facebook and the others, folks. Wall Street is, and you might as well just get over that. Hey, Kathy, give us the website quickly, please.
KathyPerry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Thanks, Kathy. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.